needed to see if it has these simonim or not, b'shemen, you have to check it out rather with oil. Shashemen rach, because oil is very smooth. It's very mild. And umetzachzachoy, it makes it clear. V'yein royin ele b'cham, you only check it out in the sun. Ketzad b'shkenoiz, how do you check it out? So the first question, what do you mean? Ketzad b'shkenoiz, how do you check it out? Ketzad b'shkenoiz, so could it mean that we just said in the sun and with shemen? Ele rather b'mad b'shkenoiz, so how do we check it out? B'meh b'shkenoiz, so leida im zochru nekevi. Let's say this fetus, this uber is called of leida. We want to know, how do we know to sell whether it's a zochru, whether it's a nekeva? So abishoyel barnash, v'yarmilon, some say abishoyel baremish. I mean, it sounds like this. Maybe kiss him. Take like a little toothpick, little kiss him, little piece of wood. Sheroishachol, the tip of it is very smooth. Take a splinter, the tip of it is smooth. Move it back and forth, up and down direction of that place where the Zachros Nekevis is. In Mesach Seich, if it gets caught there, then you do a Shezachru. So getting caught over the Zachros, therefore that's considered like a Zachom. The Yimlav, if it's smooth, it goes back up and down without getting stuck. The Yimlav, if you're Jewish in a cave, that's the proof to say this in the cave, and therefore will not be, therefore has lochav in the cave. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua. Lashon, when was this learned? Elo, Mato, Lamal. If you're going upwards and downwards, movement. And then we say, if it goes smooth, it's a right, it's in the cave, and if it gets stuck, it's a right, because it's the Zachros there. Avu, Minat Stodm, if you're going on the sidewards, Eimah, then there's no proof to say if it gets stuck to say that it's a Zohar, but rather could be Tzul Nekevom, just Koistlei Beisarechem Ninu. It's like the walls of the womb, that's what it's getting stuck by. So then that wouldn't prove to tell whether it's a Zohar or it's a Nekevom. Omer Ravada Baravo, Tony will learn like this. Im Hoysa Nekevom, if it is a Nekevom, then you doin the Kisara Saduka. We check it out with by the split of a barley grain. The length of the split, that's the way it looks if it's in the Geva. Mask of Lor of Nachman, Viduma, maybe Chutcha Beitzimim. No, maybe really it's a Zohar. It's only the Chut, like in between the two Beitzim, that's the indention over there. So maybe it's not really in the Geva, maybe really it's a Zohar. So verse says, no, Omer Abaye says, listen, Hashta Beitzim Gufay Loyadi, when the fetus is so young, it doesn't have Beitzim yet. So if so, Chutcha Beitzim Yediyah can be able to distinguish by this indention here of the chut in between the baits, and make sure that's not what's there. So therefore, we have a right to say rather it's nekeva and not a zocher. Omer Rav Amram, talking like this: Beis Yachosov, its two thighs is kebeis chutin, are like two strings, selzurius, like two silk threads. That's the way its two thighs are. The Omer Rav Amram says a law: Kishel Oriv. It's what type of string is it? Is the string of the wolf. The Rashi says, although that's the Oriv, that's the thicker string, more than the Shesi. So it says the two thighs is like the thicker string. That's called Kishel Oriv. Vishnei Zeroyosav, it's two arms like Kebeis Chutin Shazuris, also like two strings of silk. But Yomar Mamrim Allah Kishel Shesi. Here means the strings that goes up and downwards, that's a thinner string. So the arms are thinner than the thighs. Omrav Shmuel, Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says Rav Yehuda Shinanot, like my young Talmud, the sharp Talmud, Loi Sever Uvda, do not pass on any Shalit. Rashi says, Lassos Vlad, they say that that's considered a real Vlad, Achia Yentul, Achi Yashir, until it has some hair on its head. Rashi says, Achiehe Loi Saris Broishoi. So that's the Loch, the Mor says, Loi Sever Uvda, do not pass on the say, it's called the Leidom, Achi Yashir, until it has hair. Samaras is il me omer Shmuel. Is it true that Shmuel said like this? I have omer Shmuel. Shmuel himself says, "Achazuv yachazu chasheshes." He holds no whether the shvir is mole is ochre, which is dirty, whether it's clear, it's called a leda. So you see, you don't have to come on to any here. The skin itself gives it a shame leda. Omer Ravami by Shmuel didi. Meforshili minei demar Shmuel. I was explained pshat here in the name of Mashmuel that lochos choshishes, like a truth we had before, that the Shmuel said before that it's called a lady, even though it's only tzolol, that's only a chshash lady, a suffix, you go to chumra. But you may tirely have hinin law, but we don't go to kula to say that after the 33, after the 7 days, the 14 days, then if she sees dam is dam toyer, that we don't say it's only a chshash, a suffix. When do we say it's Vadi called the lady to give her Yimei Tairam? That's not Shiyashar until the Uber has here on it. So what do you want to tell me? The Masaf clearly Shmuel, that Shmuel has the suffix. Whether the Shvir is called a lady or not, I, but who Shvir is, once a case of a Shvir, the skin that came out, the Yasur Lekaim of the Mashmuel, they brought in front of Mashmuel. Omri said like this, Hai bar avoyin v'chad yoyma. This Shvir, Yishno, is 41 days old. And v'choshiv miyoyma, they counted that day's 41 days back, the Oslo Letvila, Adahu yoyma, for heavy yel avoyim, to check back until when did this lady go to the mikvah, that the early Shvir have Tashmish was only 40 days ago. For Yomalu, Shmuel was so smart and said, Yishno, Hai benida bother, I know for sure that you had be when you're in Nida. Because this Uber is 41 days old. Kafte, they tied him up, oy, then he admitted it. So a koponi mean, how could Shmuel have a suffix? Lekuri, you see, Shmuel know clearly whether it was a lady or not. So when it says, Shani Shmuel the Rab Gavrayu. And the time Shmuel himself talking knew. Shrashi was a Baki. But other people are not Pekiyim. Therefore, when the Shmuel says, Vadi called a lady, other people should be able to tell, only what has here. If the Uber has here, then you know for sure it's called a lady. But if it doesn't have here, so not the Pshat is for sure Shmuel knew it's not a lady, but then it's not so simple to tell. Maybe Shmuel himself could tell, but he couldn't put down a clear psak. So put down a clear psak that other people should know, that's the Shia of Achshay Yashir, when it has here on it, then like it's a Vadai lady. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapil sandal. Shemapel, she has a miscarriage. Of Uber, looks like a sandal. I show you, the Mishnah says, Hashem Teshel Azach in the cave. That's called a Leda. You have to be Mapu, you have to have she sits for Azach in the cave, or something, what it was, Azach in the cave. So now, turn around like this. Sandal, what is the sandal, this Uber, the fetus that comes out, looks like a sandal? So, Daimel Adak Shayam, looks like a fish in the ocean. That Mitchilosoi Vladu. At the beginning it's called a Vlad. In other words, a sandal was really a good Vlad, a good fetus. Elisha Nirtzav, just it got out of shape, it got punched inside, that's what happened to it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lying there, sandal doimel loshen shel shor hagodol. A sandal, the fetus looks like the tongue of a big ox. Mishum Rabbi Yisov, name of his rabbis, he do, he said an edus like this, that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That the Mishnah says of Anisha's mapel a sandal, that she has a tumas ledo, that some of them has some type of a tzur, it has to have some type of a form on it. If it has no form, it's not called a ledo. Om Rav Yehuda Om HaShmuel, Halacha, we pass Kentucky that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. Like you said before, Edo tzorach, sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That it has to have what a tzura of the face, no, the facial has to have a form there. Its face has to have a form. And then it has tumah, otherwise not. Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yitzchak, sandal tzorach tzuras ponim, also the same thing. It has to have some type of a form in its face. V'yafilu me'achuriv, even though the form is in the back of the face, still that would be called a leda. Why? Moshe is an example, liyodim, shesotar es chaveroi, that he hit his friend, v'yach the ponim achurin, he hit his face, turned backwards. So a kopam has to have some tzuras upon him to have this tumah. Rabbi Yanai big shulataras a sandal shen letzuras ponim. Rabbi Yanai wanted this paskin that if a sandal of an isha has a miscarriage of a kid, the uber looks like a sandal and has no form in the face. That's tor. Omle Rabbi Yanai tihatem es avlodis. He also knows, you should know you'd be matarad avlodis. In other words, to say that the sandal is tomeid even though it has no letzuras ponim on it. So how could you say it's tor? You should know it's tomeid. It has a shame later. For the Gemara, why? I have Tanya who learned Mishum Raboisov that hey, they pass on this that sandal tzuras ponim. You know, a sandal has to have a tzuras ponim to it. So here, since there's no tzuras ponim, who it should be tor. So what's wrong the way he passed? Omer Rav Deva, Omer Abaya, Omer Rav Yechanon, Meyedus Rav Nechunya, Nishnish Mishnezu. From the Yedus, what was this Yedus from? There was a terrible name of Rav Nechunya. Has miyadusha mechunish mishnezu, and Omer Rav Zira. Rav Zira says like this: that zocha bo Rav Deva b'shmaita. Rav Deva was zocha to say over this halacha because really the anavu havina yasiv nekaimed Rav Yechanan. Both me and him were sitting in front of Rav Yechanan. Ki yomro l'hoshmaita we said over this halacha. The kodemi of the yom and he said over first was zocha, but he was zocha. in other words, there's no stira that this Avius is only named from the Chunyi. He was the one that said about this Avius to say that it has to have a tzuras upon him. But that's the Dasi Yochit, and Echlam Alochit Agudon Pasna, the Loch we hold, even without a tzuras upon him, it would have a tumas later. Now the Gemara asks the question, Lomo Hiskiru Sandal, why do we have to come on to a sandal over here to say that she's Tomei because she had a lady of a sandal? Valoi the klal is a sandal shayli movlad. Anytime this fetus comes out looking like a sandal means his face was pushed in. We say the reason why it was pushed in because there was another twin with it, and the other one pushed it in. So anyway, she's Tomei later because of the other one. There's a vlad with her. So what do you have to come on to the sandal for? We pass Valoi ain't sandal shayli movlad. So what's like this? E di yisiyal du nekeva bahadei hokinami. If the first one was in the keva, then we wouldn't have any suffix. They're both in the keva, wouldn't be in the shiloh. Hocha, my skin, what we're talking about over here, the yisiyalit zocha badei, that what came out with this sandal, was a zocha. The question like this, mother time I would have thought to say, hoyu b'yom reb yitzchak barami, isha mazras chila. When they have the tashmish together, as man and a wife, so if the man, if the isha is mazras chila first, she lets out first the eggs, is Yoled is Zohar, and then the Ish, then there'll be a Zohar. Ish Mazvi Tchiv, the man lets out his Zerah before the Isha, then Yoled is Nekev to be in a Keva. So I would have thought the same, Midoho Zohar, if this Uba that's alive is a Zohar, Hainami Zohar, the son is also called a Zohar. And therefore I would have said, like after 7 days, the 8th day she has Dam Toya already. As Kamashma, no, the Chiddush here is Eimel, let's be afraid, Shneim is Riva Vasachas. Maybe both the Ish of Isha was Mazriya together. Therefore, we don't know what it could be. Therefore, it could be Hai Zohar by Nekeva. One could be a Zohar, one could be a Nekeva. So even though what came out was a Zohar, still we cannot say after the, on the 8th day it's called Dam Toyer. Because maybe the sandal has a Loch of a Nekeva. And should be Tamar for 14 days. Therefore, you have to go to Chumra both ways. To Avrach, another Pshat could be like this. Shim Telet Nekeva Lefne Shkiyat Chama. She gave birth to a Nekeva before Shkiyat Chama. And then the sandal came out the Yachashkiyas Tachamas. That's Nafkamino, whether it was called another lady or not. Is Moina Tchilas Nidah Lerishon or Tchilas Nidah Liachrein? It's Nafkamino when you start counting Tchilas Nidah. So it's Nagaya to tell us, like, when do the 80 days end up to say it's called Yemei Toyer or not? So if it was Nafkamino to say whether the sandal has a shame lady or not, that the Vlad came out today and the sandal comes out tomorrow. So if tomorrow's sandal is really called a lady, so then, even though it's after 80 days from the first Leda, and she sees Dam, then we want to say maybe she's a Nida. No, maybe the second one was a Leda. She first has to count 80 days from then.